Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a really big broadcast lined up for you today. I'll tell you about some of the guests that are coming up in a few minutes. In the meantime, I do want to let you know that I am going to Virginia next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and coming back on Sunday. We'll be in Chantilly, right outside the District of Criminals. We'll be covering Bilderberg 2008 for you there, and we'll hope to see everybody out there as well. We'll be posting over the weekend maps, locations. I mean, that's already up there in some stories we've written in the last 2 weeks. But we'll give everybody the exact details and where we're going to be at so that you can come out, demonstrate, engage in the First Amendment as free citizen press, whatever you'd like to cover the global elite coming into the United States and setting policy. First thing I want to do right now is air this little three-minute CNN piece where they attempt to whitewash. They don't deny that the United States government created HIV. And when I say United States government, the criminal government that sits atop our government and controls it, the parasite that sits in our central nervous system, controlling the levers, they just try to mix it in with some other issues that they claim can't be completely proven. And the fact that they can't deny it is because there is so much evidence, so many admissions, so many Nobel Prize winners and top scientists and documents that when you look at it, it is horrifying. The question is, do you have the courage to admit psychopathic murderers, genius scientists run the planet for a handful of banking families and are waging biological warfare, chemical warfare on all of us right now? Then acting cool and primping going to church for social reasons or, you know, all these little political things we do don't matter as much anymore, do they? Your precious local baseball team doesn't matter as much when you realize that we have psychopaths running our lives and it needs to change because things are about to get even worse. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Reverend Jeremiah Wright has his theories and he's sticking to them. Take this assertion from a few years ago.
The government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color. Government lied.
Now, under the glare that's gotten Barack Obama into such a deep political dilemma, Reverend Wright is asked, do you really believe that?
Have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola?
In the 1996 book, Emerging Viruses, Dr. Leonard Horowitz wrote that HIV was introduced to gay men in New York and blacks in Central Africa by a U.S. government-sponsored hepatitis B vaccine, a program of genocide, Horowitz claims, designed to reduce the world's population. The author is grateful for Reverend Wright's acknowledgement.
He's simply doing a godly service and a public service by pointing out the truth that has been heavily suppressed by government officials as well as, unfortunately, the mainstream media.
Horowitz claims the Centers for Disease Control came up with one of the strains of the vaccine and then helped cover the scheme up. Contacted by CNN, a CDC official points to government-sponsored research that identifies a subspecies of chimpanzees in Western Africa as the original source of HIV. This is a widely held theory among medical researchers. But Reverend Wright cites another book that has more historical support.
Have you read Medical Apartheid? Based on the Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything.
The Tuskegee experiment was a government-sponsored program started in the 1930s to examine the spread of syphilis. Men who already had it were not told, and a cure was withheld from them. President Bill Clinton apologized for the program in 1997. Reverend Wright also supports a theory from one researcher on how white and African-American children have different ways of learning and
thinking.
All
right, we'll be right back. So then they mix in some educational theory or brain theory in different groups of Homo sapiens sapiens. That has nothing to do with it. It's just disgusting. You're a pack of murdering scum.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
But Reverend Wright cites another book that has more historical support.
Have you read Medical Apartheid? Based on this Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything.
The Tuskegee experiment was a government-sponsored program started in the 1930s to examine the spread of syphilis. Men who already had it were not told, and a cure was withheld from them. President Bill Clinton apologized for the program in 1997. Reverend Wright also supports a theory from one researcher on how white and African American children have different ways of learning and thinking. The theory that kids with European origins have a left brain cog from which they learn by observing objects, and that African American children are right brain oriented, learning creatively and intuitively from people. We spoke with a prominent child psychiatrist and a noted education expert about that left brain, right brain theory. Both said it is not a very widely held view. Brian Todd, CNN, Washington.
Okay, so if you tuned in the first segment, we played the first part of that CNN piece. They don't deny that Reverend Wright is right about government bioweapons being used on different groups of people. But then at the end of it, they just come out with some other issue that they claim Reverend Wright talks about different physiological differences between African brains and European brains, which I'm not getting into a debate about, but if you really want to get into just the CAT scans, there is different CC size, different on average. You can always find one black brain versus one white brain or one Asian brain and one white brain that are, you know, pretty much physiologically the same. But overall, there are characteristic differences in the very physiology of different groups of Homo sapiens sapien. Regardless, they just throw that into there and then say, oh, we talked to a noted specialist and don't say who, and they said that's not a popular theory. You see, they just mix that in when it has nothing to do with Reverend Wright saying that AIDS, HIV, was engineered as a bioweapon. And they show one book in there, which is all the documents and admissions of South Africa, Israel, and others developing race-specific bioweapons to wipe out certain races of Homo sapiens sapiens. And if there weren't differences, ladies and gentlemen, they couldn't tailor race-specific genotype weapons. By the way, where do we get these conspiracy theories? Published by Dick Cheney, Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2001, PNAC public plan for the Congress and the White House, delivered to every member of the House and Senate and to the executive, where Dick Cheney says we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. For heaven's sakes, don't believe me, you lazy police, you lazy FBI listening, you lazy little BATF. You understand this isn't about your shaved heads and your devil tattoos and your Corvette and, you know, acting cool out on your boat on the weekend and being a big tough cop. You understand this isn't about you being a guy worth $100 million that owns car dealerships in New York or Texas. This isn't about you being on the, most elite whites-only country club in California. This isn't about you being a black leader, you know, with your local socialist church who sits around talking about Whitey all day. This is life and death. Do you understand? Do you understand that 30-plus years ago, they had declassified race weapons? You understand they got level 4, and yes, even above that, underground level 5 laboratories all over the world, and they want to put a control grid in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. And if you look at its whole attack pattern, its setup, and their admissions, it is built to suppress millions of individual citizens. And all they want is a straitjacket so they can then release this stuff on us. You understand me, FBI? You understand me, police? You understand they're going to kill you, too? You understand that if they have their way, you're dead? You're dead! It's over! You understand? You understand what it's like to know this each day? And see a bunch of smart-ass, mainline people making jokes and laughing and all the stuff that's going on? This is the real world. This isn't a joke or a game. God. Oh, God. I can't believe this has to happen before you're going to listen. Oh, God. What is even the point of doing this radio show? I told you 7-8 years ago, as time flies, it was back in 2000 I learned, I finally started reading Club of Rome documents, CFR, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment documents. I put them in Road to Tyranny. A year later, where you go read official UN policy voted on by the General Assembly. That's right, voted on by 170-plus countries. And what does it say? It says that they're going to have a world carbon tax and a card you swipe. And everything you do is going to be on that card for surveillance and control. That's one facet of it. That they're going to tax and regulate every facet of your life. You're going to have inspectors in your home first every year, then every month, then every week. Then you're going to have block captains. Everything's going to be regulated. Total brainwashing. They're going to take the young people and put them in gray uniforms. They even said what the uniforms are going to look like. And when you see the gray uniforms, I want you to remember, they do everything they say they're going to do. That's why I'm so freaked out. I keep wishing they'd slow down. I keep wishing I was wrong. I keep wishing that it was only battle plans and they weren't carrying them out. Let me tell you something. They're making a list. They're checking it twice. They're going right down it. They're doing it all. And we're following every step on this chart as we go right into hell. And now they're announcing it in the U.S., in San Francisco, in New York, and many other cities where they can implement first, and all over Canada and in England. I told you they'd have tracker chips that scanned everything in your trash can, that block captain environmental police would inspect your trash at night from Australia to England to San Francisco. It's now begun. They come to your door quasi-governmental, semi-deputized. They sick police on you, local control freak volunteers, and they say someone in this household must sign this pledge. There's no law, but they tell you it's the law and threaten you. This is in the news now, happening now, from England to the U.S., city by city under UN and George Soros funding. And the Republicans are all with it as well. I told you Bush was going to endorse Kyoto, and he did. Told you that 6 years ago. He did it. We told you a week before he announced it because Bilderberg ordered him to. Now he announced 1 week after we told you. We tell you before the Berlin Wall falls that it was going to happen a year before. We tell you that the attack on Iraq wasn't in 2002 in March. It would be the next year in 03 in March, and it happened exactly to the day. You know why? Because we go and we spy on them to incredible danger to ourselves and our families. You lazy people who don't appreciate anything. They're coming for you. They're already attacking you through the water and the air. I couldn't sleep last night. I've never felt such on edge. They're going to regulate every facet of your life under this. They make you sign a contract under threat, just like they make you take shots when there's no law to take them, but millions take it every year. 1,500 kids with their families lined up last year, just a few months ago. We had the state attorney on. They were on the news saying, it's the law, you'll be arrested if you don't take the vaccines. I had him on, he said, yeah, it's not a law. Then I had them on the news saying it was the law. And then he admitted he hadn't vaccinated his own kids. Remember I had him on? And there was the newscast, the video of thousands of people, 1,500 kids, a bunch of parents, said 1,500. One newscast said 14, one said 15. That's why I get both numbers. I don't know. A bunch of parents, over 1,000 people, children. And they were there with police dogs barking, police in riot gear, being herded into a courthouse to be injected, believing it was the law. That is the darkest tyranny. It's already here. It's already amongst us. We're already deep, deep, deep into tyranny. Those same police officers, they're compartmentalized. They're giving their own children the shots. You see, they believe the football and the baseball and the basketball and the facade and the movies and the fake brotherhood they're in. They believe the system. They think the system's good. They think they're out fighting evil. They think that, you know, the system's wonderful and everything's fine. And, you know, I wish I could believe the world was fine and that the good guys ran the government and that everything was great. There's a lot of things I want to do in my life. A lot of things I want to explore, a lot of places I want to go and see. But you know something? I've decided to face reality. I've decided to really look what the architects of this world are saying and doing. And they're saying they're going to kill almost all of us listening right now. And let me tell you something. These people do what they say. I told you before 9/11 they were going to stage massive terror attacks, probably on the World Trade Center, probably blaming their asset Bin Laden. I told you they would have successive attacks, bring in a world tax, a world army, under the guise of environmentalism, the left side of the pencil attack. The CFR has said it's fake, the terror is fake, the environmental movement is fake. Now, does that mean there isn't real environmental problems? Of course there are. They co-opt everything that's real. They're co-opting the left. You think Bush is going to leave and then suddenly Barack Obama or Hillary are going to save us? It's going to be more of the same. It's going to accelerate. The amnesty, the open borders, the globalism, the gun control, the taxation, the regulation. Why? It's an illusion. Why do people in the government have to serve this evil? Why do you have to be manipulated and be conned and believe a fairy tale? The mainstream reality is a hoax. I know what the real reality is, and I have the proof.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is William Lewis. And if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years. 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am and wondering, what else have they done and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
I'm talking to people who are new listeners. Isn't cute? It's not funny. You can't ignore what I'm saying. You can't laugh at it. I'm telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God, my word of honor. You think I tell you not to vaccinate your children and I don't do the same for my children? I'm not going to tell you what to do. You just better find out what they're doing to you. You better find out real fast. It's a real frustration. I just want to reach tens of millions of people. I want to reach tens of millions more. I want to warn people. It'd be like if a bridge had collapsed in the middle of nowhere and I saw a car driving down the road and I knew it was about to go around a turn and drive off a cliff. I would sit out in the middle of that road. I'd set up a tent in the middle of that road till we could get up a barrier and until that bridge could get fixed, and I'd warn people. And I guess nowadays that's weird. You know, they've trained you not to care about yourself, not to care about your neighbors, not to care about your children. They've trained you not to have your normal instincts. You just let CPS take your kids without due process. They've taken your instincts, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I am so alive, and I look at other people, they look like they're half dead. They're mesmerized. And you know why? The average adult, and it goes up every year, but a few years ago I saw the numbers, it had gone up since the last time I saw it. The average adult watches about 4 hours and 15 minutes a day. The average child is watching close to 6 hours a day. And just the numbers 10 years ago were more like 4.5 hours for a child, 3.5 for an adult. Go pull the numbers. I don't even know what they are now. And did you know that when you watch television for more than just a few minutes, it shifts you into a dream state? You ever wonder why it seems like hours pass by? You're watching television. You're mesmerized. And so it's keeping you in a lower state of consciousness. And I don't mean that in a New Age way. I mean consciousness in brainwaves, in measurable facts. You know, you read the philosophers, you read history, you read accounts. Humans are seething with ideas and passion and creativity and you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The seven deadly sins and, of course, all the great virtues as well. We're seething with love and passion and lust and avarice and violence and greed, but also in all the good things. And that's the great contest of life. And instead, you're living your life out in these simulations. You're not living it in reality. And so I know why a lot of people want to tune out. And they want to just be in la-la land and just eat food and drink and party and think about themselves. But no, you're totally unhappy. Because for a time, satiating the lower animal lust and levels is fun. And believe me, I've done it, folks. I mean, I grew up pretty wild, pretty young. The point is that I found none of that was satiating. None of that was satisfying. Sacrifice and adversity and courage and will is what's satisfying. And love. I mean, I have love for you, love for my family, love that is so intense it is painful. And it's painful that I am not even good enough to bring you this information, that I don't have some high view of myself. Understand that. But I have incredible passion. And again, I have ideas and understandings I can't even articulate. It's unbelievable. And I know I'm just average. All of you have this. And so you see reality. You see your real soul. You look into the universe. You stare out into the universe. You stare out into God's creation. And you become scared. You have anxiety. You look into reality. You look into this show, which is a window into reality, at least to a greater extent. We don't claim to have the end-all, be-all on reality. And it makes your heart beat fast. It causes you anxiety. It causes you, well, that's what it's like to look out into the Grand Canyon. It's awe-inspiring, but it's also, you feel a great passion, and that scares a lot of people. Or when you look into the night sky, or when you look into the eyes of your newborn child, you feel love, exhilaration, but also you think about your death. You think about that child's life that's coming, and how are you going to protect it, and the possibilities that to love is to have the possibility of losing. Will that child ever die in a car wreck? Will that child ever get cancer? Will that child ever get a brain tumor? Will that child get hurt? Will that child... See, but that's to live, to face those fears, and then to decide what do you do to try to take control of your environment. Instead, you're just drooling in a corner, watching television, not living in the real world, but you still know that you're missing something on life, and that is fully engaging life. And I challenge you to do that. We'll cover the news when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Going to the stars. I can feel it in my gut. I know it in my soul. I am totally committed to this species. I am totally committed to Homo sapiens sapiens. We are going to defeat the sub-aberrant predator class. We are going to release the true leadership that is humanity. We are going to move forward to the next level as we have been programmed.
and directed by the creator of the universe. Tell you one thing, I'm not going to live in a false reality. I'm not going to be conned by every con artist and every hoax that comes by. I'm not going to live like a slave. My soul is free. Free, you hear me? You don't own me, New World Order. I'm out of your control. Yeah, there's no place for second best. We're gonna free humanity! The control freaks want to hold back our progress. The control freaks want to get in your way and shit on top of you and suck off of you. I want them out of the way. To all these little stunted bags of pus, to all these cowardly, weak control freaks that are programming our society, we're gonna wake the species up to the threat. You may have turned them into brainwashed poison zombies, but their innate instincts are still there. Even their animal mind knows that you're the enemy. They know the truth, even if you burn little holes in their cerebral cortex. Even though most of them are mindless zombies, they still know what you are. And they know the crime you're committing against our genetic code. They know the crime you're committing against this creation, this planet, in the middle of the universe. They know what you're doing, you wicked vandals. You pieces of filth, trash. You think we're your slaves. You've got another thing coming. I got so mad, I think I ripped part of my throat and I got blood in my mouth. I am fired up, ladies and gentlemen. Just get real. Just realize how real the world is. You know, I want to get into their slave grid, their dehumanization grid. You got that clip I sent you like on Tuesday or Wednesday, John? I forgot to ask you during the break where it's that British newscast. Oh, yeah, we heard part of it where they're talking about our wonderful cards, our carbon cards, and how wonderful and how we're going to make money with them when it's a tax. Notice how they introduce it to all the slaves. Notice how they push it to all the slaves. Notice how they unfold it to us, the slaves. I mean, just the way they announce it is a complete disgusting despotism. Oh, yeah, they're going to give you a fraction of what it takes, the way they built this grid where we've got to have carbon-based systems to travel, to live, to heat our homes, to survive. And they're going to set us at about half of what we need at first and ratchet that down. And then, yeah, I guess if you can live homeless under a bridge, you'll have extra carbon credits and can sell it. So that's how they deceptively sell it, so the cattle out there hear it and go, oh, I'll make money off the new tax, you idiots. Listen to this staged event. Just listen to your enemies.
Would you live in a greener lifestyle if you could make money from it?
That may be possible if a government proposal for personal carbon emissions allowances is implemented. Under the scheme, everyone in the UK would be allocated an annual carbon allowance.
Stored electronically, rather like a supermarket loyalty card, points would be deducted every time we buy or use non-renewable energy. For example, using electricity to power appliances in the home.
Or travelling somewhere by plane.
Or even buying petrol for your car on the forecourt.
Now, any points left over could then be sold back to a central bank. Are you still with us? And people who need more, like motorists who had used their allocations, could then pay for a top-up.
Well, stop right there. Stop right there where that little tart is pushing propaganda with a sweet, smiley girl next door face, the corporate engineers bring those in. It's, oh, nice girl next door, nice front to sell you a dagger between your ribs, right into your heart. Those black gouts of your soul pour out. What does she sit there and tell everybody? Oh, you sell your carbon creds back to the central bank, the private bankers, literally having a tax on all interactions, all energy, with scores of bureaucrats, local, state, federal, international, feeding on you every facet of your life. I mean, it isn't just going to be a tax, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be total control on everything you do. You think we're down to only 10% of the family farms we had 50 years ago? Get ready for none. Get ready for hell. And a whole parasite class unleashed. You like 2 million cops in the U.S.? How about 20 million? Oh, God help us. Go back to these enemies. Go back to these slave masters. This is pure feudalism. Listen to them. You think they've been pushing and brainwashing with environmentalism and there's got to be a, quote, solution in classes for 50 years and brainwashing and spending trillions for nothing? They're now coming up. They're now with the NFL and all the major corporations pushing that it's real. Global warming's real. Oh, my gosh. The polar bears are all dying when their numbers are higher than ever. And, oh, my gosh, just lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie to get this through on you with cities all over the U.S. passing carbon taxes. We got one of the minions coming on today. Oh, I got guest after guest for you coming up later. And I am tormented, ladies and gentlemen, to watch this evil going into place, to know that they've stated what they're doing. Go ahead and play the rest, please.
We're paying for the petrol or the electricity,
yes,
et cetera. We're here to discuss the proposals. Dr. Mayer Hillman from the Policy Studies Institute and James Woodhausen, who's a professor of forecasting innovation at De Montfort University. Good morning to you both. Well, it's a very intriguing idea, but will it work? Mayer, let's start with you.
Well, I first proposed the idea in 1990, and I'm delighted that the government is now seriously addressing this as an option. I believe it to be the only option for the future of mankind. The planet, as you know, is deteriorating in terms of its condition, and the only way in which it can be addressed is not through the medium of wishful thinking that technology can ride to the rescue, or that somehow or other we can exhort or persuade people to modify their lifestyles to the extent required. And the solution that I've proposed is, of course, on the basis of personal carbon rationing.
Right, James, that's the only option?
No, I don't believe so. I think the whole attempt to make us feel guilty about what we're doing is very misguided, and really we ought to be focusing on supply-side innovations rather than finger-wagging every time you boil a cup of tea.
Supply-side innovations?
Well, we need better power stations, we need tidal power, we need nuclear power, we need every kind of thing that makes a difference so that we can be more thoughtless about energy use and more thoughtful about the planning of future energy supply.
See, it's, in some senses, some people would say it's a nice idea, maybe it's completely impracticable. For instance, why would people who live in the country who have to drive 10 miles to get to their shops would be penalized for that? People who have to travel abroad on business, go across the Atlantic, would presumably be penalized for that as well.
So, see, stop right there.
How would you ever get...
See, they speak to the foolish, childlike bedwetting class that is the majority of the Western population now, little ninnying chicken neck cowards that think the government cares about them and wants to take care of them. Notice how they present it to the zombies. They say, zombies, you're going to make money off this when it's a total tax, total regulatory grid with a card that tracks everything you buy, everything you do, as I told you years ago they would do because it was on their own documents. And then they end up saying, oh, that will penalize people going off this old energy system or even new ones. Oh, you're wanting to penalize people. And the little ninnies sit there and go, oh, penalize me. Oh, that penalizes me. I mean, it's just knowingly deceptive these people are. It's so disgusting. It's just every bit of it's lies. I go back to them.
How would you ever get it to work?
Well, give me another solution.
See, stop right there. How would you ever get it to work? These are all trained statements. Knowing the average person doesn't know how to screw in a light bulb, doesn't know how power gets to their house, doesn't know where meat comes from. I mean, really, I think it comes in packages. I've run into young people that think they do surgery on the cows to get the meat out. Yeah, they do a surgery all right. This is what we're talking about. And so they say, how would you make it work? See, speaking to backside engineering. knowing that the average person, if they don't know how it works, they don't think it exists. How would you make other energy systems work? How would you? The government says it's easy. I'll make money. I want the system. He's not giving me any details. He just says I'll make money off regulators and taxes and being arrested for dropping a banana peel or putting too much garbage in my trash can and having neighborhood watch squads controlling me and tracking everything I do on a debit card tracker system. I love it. Don't you give me details. See? Go back to her.
Give me another solution to the serious problem of the fact that
climate change
is occurring.
But that's not to say how your system... Just saying others wouldn't work doesn't mean that yours would.
Well, the detail can't be explained in the...
See, the other guy understands their tactics. He understands purely. See, it's all like talking to a child. You can only fool a four-year-old, but the average Westerner is like a four-year-old. That won't work. That's not real. Oh, but a huge scam on carbon dioxide that plants breathe... Oxygen, carbon dioxide, sunlight, water. That's the four ingredients for life on this planet. And they're going to have a corner on it. And they're going to tax you to use it. That's a tax on breathing air. That's what they say it is. So, oh, this is wonderful. It's for the Earth. You've got all these idiot environmentalists who have no idea there's totally out of control genetic engineering that can any day, and already has had some problems, make the Andromeda strain look like a joke. I mean, it's stuff worse than that that you see in that old 70s movie.
Now, a minute or two, it is outlined in the report that, in the book, the Penguin book I wrote called How We Can Save the Planet, and the detail is given there. The propositions that James has put forward, of course, are in no way invalidated by the concept of personal carbon rationing. In fact, it would drive the solutions that he is putting forward as people learn to live within the ration.
Learn to live within the ration. I have mainstream news. The British Parliament is announcing that everyone will live under rations like World War II. And now they get to control the energy. They get to jack up the price. Remember when they had rationing under Enron and they stole 20-something billion dollars in just a few months from the people? Turned out they had plenty of power. This is the same thing. This is a con that will make all the income taxes, all the property taxes, all the security fees, all of it look like nothing. This is government. And the private banks and the private energy companies raping the daylights out of you, where you'll have no money for anything, which they also control that. I mean, this is purely making the entire global economy and society a control system, where all the levels of energy input and the symbols of energy, the currency, are controlled by these people. This is a total monopoly. And they are going to squeeze you financially till your eyeballs pop out. And then when you can't pay for money, you'll go on government welfare, and your kids are going to grow up in government dormitories like in China. About half their kids do. It's all over, folks. Hell on earth. It is now coming. Will you fight it? Will you educate your idiot neighbors? Will your idiot neighbors care enough? I can't believe this. This is like, the analogy is seeing an 18-year-old woman leaving work. You know that it's Ted Bundy, yellow Volkswagen, he's going to torture her, he's going to kill her. You're basically restrained. You can't, physically restrain her. And you're saying, he's not nice, he's bad, he's going to kill you. Don't get in the car. Don't, please. And it's just, I'm for the Earth, oh, I love the government. Oh, I just, for the penguins, I'm doing this. And I'm just going, no, God, no. But it isn't just you. It's not just you who I don't know out there. It's me. It's my family. It's my progeny. In a global total control grid, scientifically designed, as the head of the CFR, Richard Haass, wrote, to make humans the enemy, and the elite will direct the war against ourselves. A global, highly regulatory police state run by vicious eugenicist control freaks. And once their grid's in place, and we're very close, we're less than 10 years out, at current growth levels, they are then going to start wiping our butts out en masse. I mean, everything they've said, everything they've planned, everything the Club of Rome said they'd do in the 60s, by this time, they have done. They're about 5 years behind. They're at about 2002 levels, 2003 levels, what they said they'd be in 2000. I mean by that, they're about 2003 levels for what they say they'd be in 2008. In 2000, they were at about 97 levels. I mean, it's all there, all for you to read, all for you to find out, all for you to know. And I'm like somebody in one of those old Temple of Doom type movies. They had them back in the 40s and 50s where they're in the pit and the sand's coming in and the Egyptian pyramid and the sand's raising up. It's going to bury us, going to kill us. And the sand's pouring in. I'm going, look at the sand. Look at the sand. We got to, I need your help to push this lever. One person can't do it. We got to push this lever and get out. And you're like, well, maybe there's not sand. And I'm going, no, there's sand right there. It's pouring in. You're going, no, there's not sand. And I'm like, you can see it right there. You can read their own documents, see their own policy, see them. And you're like, no, it doesn't exist. And now it's up to our chest. And we're climbed up on top of the sand. We got to crouch down now. This coming towards the ceiling. And you're just still giggling and laughing and snickering and doing everything you do. This isn't a joke, ladies and gentlemen. This is life and death. Infowars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
We'll call this story Diggings and Dead Bodies. Archaeological diggings done by the McAllister Exploration Fund 1904 to 1909 at Geezer and McAllister in the old land of the Canaanites dug up remains of little children. Further archaeological exploration showed that the Canaanites' houses in Megiddo and Jericho had dead children concealed in the walls. One wonders what was going on there way back then. Archaeologists have an explanation, but it's gruesome and ugly. Then one wonders what was going on back, but not so far back, to about 200 years ago at the house of Ben Franklin. Benjamin Franklin's house at 36 Craven Street in London. The house he lived in the 1700s there in London. That house where $1.9 million was spent in restoration to open it up to the public. Guess what workmen found buried underneath that house? And what could possibly be the explanation of that find? What was dug up was ugly and gruesome, but fast covered up by the media. Want to know the untold story we're calling Diggings and Dead Bodies? Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com. There was a reason God said kill all the Canaanites.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Have you ever closed your eyes and made you believe you're holding on, you're dreaming of? It hurts so bad when you finally know just how long, 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 long you've been. It is a bad, bad thing. Bottom line. Baby, it's a bad, bad thing. I love humanity. I'm angry with humanity. I'm upset with humanity. Because I don't have a high view of myself. I don't. But I know the UN in every country, from Serbia through Rwanda, is run by pedophiles. They go in every case, mass rape the children, put them on C-130s, fly them into Saudi Arabia, Israel, Thailand, snuff films, mass murder, everything. You don't believe me? It's even been in the mainstream news, and nobody goes to jail. And sometimes I'll be at a family reunion or event, and somebody, I'll tell them that, and they'll just look at me like I'm nuts. Hey, man, I'm not the crazy one. You're the crazy one for not knowing about it going on, because you don't read newspapers. You know what it's like knowing that the evil has gotten into power and is now kicking out all the good people that were left and is now recruiting pure evil? The military is hiring thousands and thousands every month of aggravated felons and illegal aliens. These are the type of things that are so incredible, I have trouble believing them. You understand, things that have never happened are happening right now. Just, they're going for broke. The establishment is going for broke. Yesterday it hit me on air. They haven't only stolen $4 trillion, taken all the pension funds, all the Pentagon investments of 50 years, and won't say where it went. Just gone. They've made $3 trillion in no-bid contracts and funding in the last five-plus years. $3 trillion. That's $7 trillion. You bet they're going for broke. You know how many police and militaries and intelligence agencies and private mercs? Of course they can pay these mercenaries $180,000 a year. And of course they can find men that'll do whatever they're told. Blackwater's now Black World Worldwide. All you idiots are going Blackwater, USA, give me a break. Cheney, the oil companies, they're all moving to Dubai. They're all moving to Switzerland. They're all moving to Portugal. They're all moving to Uruguay. All the big money is pulling out of this country because they're folding it in on itself. They are going to do a Soviet massacre in here. This is how they reorganize, and then they'll come back in 20 years. You cops want to be on a power trip? You want to knock heads and kill some people? You're going to, it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. You might like one or two hot dogs to beat somebody up, taser somebody, act tough, SWAT team somebody, kill somebody. Makes you feel manly, put a notch on your belt, part of your little power trip. How about eating 100 hot dogs a day? How about 200 hot dogs a day? Do you want to really kill some people? You're going to get a chance to. Do you know that, Bubba? They've been getting you ready for it. And you're going to find out what that devil tattoo on your arm really means, officer. You're going to get to see the killing fields, boy. You're going to get to walk the walk you've been talking, big man.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved Republic.